Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the International Film Festival Rotterdam, and I'm here with director Alejandro Telemaco Tarav and producer and cinematographer Alberto Balash of the film El Valle Interior, and the English title for that is The Inner Valley. So, Alejandro, first of all, I'd like to ask you how this film started and what the film is about.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, este cortometraje arrancó con una búsqueda primero de un de documentar un personaje.
Alejandro was saying that his aim was to portray the life and the daily life of man in this place in the coast of the river, the river coast of the Rio de la Plata near Buenos Aires, and he wanted to aim to talk about the relationship between mother and son in this cycle in life, and for that, yeah, it was a long journey searching for this character, and we shot the project in two steps. A part of it is more documentary, part of it is narrative.
Es la relación madre-hijo y sobre los procesos cíclicos de la vida.
So what was it about the sort of alienated character that drew you into wanting to make a film about him?
Sí, me interesó más que nada su forma de vida.
Well, Alejandro was saying that he was interested in the character because of the way he lives and the simplicity of his life, in a way. He's an island worker, he works in an island, in a way he's isolated. Now, of course, he has his family, but he lives in this separated island from a distance from the city. So to portray that simplicity, he was aiming to try to portray the simplicity through the photography, through the editing, and trying to be natural and with a really simple approach and try to make, sometimes in the scenes, the less amount of shots to achieve that simplicity.
Desde todos los significantes audiovisuales hasta la historia en sí misma.
Well, one of the things that I think comes out the most in this film is the cinematography, and we're lucky enough to have you here, Alberto, to tell us what was the how did you come up with this sort of careful type of cinematography to portray the character in his environment, because this type of cinematography gives a lot of room for the landscape, and also tied with the pace of the film, it becomes a hypnotic sort of experience where you're really drawn into his world and what his everyday life is.
Well, that's a good question. The photography started with Alejandro's vision. Let's say he had this research through a process in the painting where some photographers within something called pictorialism, there is a period where the pictures actually aim to see the daily life of workers, human beings, people that are farmers, people that work in the countryside, and normally the picture has it's really elegant, has a lot of beauty, and is full at the same time of imperfections. It was a period where they used cameras where the lenses were maybe half broken or scratched. With that in mind, Alejandro suggested to try to use anamorphic lenses. Mm. And what we did in the film, we worked in 16mm with anamorphic lenses. That is something that you would never do. Normally in 35 you would use anamorphic, but not in 16, because normally it would be more expensive. What that means, anamorphic, is that brings again to the 16 the possibility of having the character in this landscape. So we try to be able to portray always the simple approach, trying to get at least maybe 2-3 shots in every scene, but not more. And that was achieved doing this with the anamorphic, being able to have the character and the space at the same time. At the same time, we have the texture, I think, coming from that. But I think the most important thing is cinematography, and the decision that we work in film on this project was because, once again, we were working with a non-actor. We were working in a real location. We were living with him every day. There was almost no lights. We wanted to shoot in film to be able just to capture life as it was, life as it is. And that was Alejandro's aim, and that's why we went there. And I think for this film, we're really happy about doing that.
I suppose another question that would be interesting. You were working with a non-actor. I'm going to ask you, Alejandro. How was it to work with a non-actor and get the type of performance? It's not really a performance, but I suppose he wouldn't have been used to having cameras shoot him, you know, and in his environment and in his everyday life. So what was it like working with him?
Tratamos muy bien. Tratamos de que las direcciones no sean...
Alejandro was saying that it went really well with him. It went really, really well. He's been living in the island since he was born, and working and actually cutting these reeds since he was four. So we were in his own territory, let's say, his own island, and he was really close to us, and working with him was really, really simple. In a way, we had a relationship of respect. We share with him, we live with him, we had lunch with him every day, we had dinner with him. And I think through that respect and through that relation that we had living with him, we actually achieved that confidence that and trust that he got from the film. Alejandro never said to him the whole script, never told him the whole story. He was always step by step, and always trying to be quite direct or simple, trying to be able to tell him the story step by step, scene by scene, as we were.
Su vida, en realidad, que era lo que nosotros tratábamos de retratar.
So guys, I'm going to ask you, Alberto, as the producer of the film. Your film is now in the Rotterdam Film Festival. What do you hope it will achieve for your careers, but also for the future and for future projects? And what are the opportunities that a festival like this can provide directors and producers?
I think Rotterdam is an excellent, impressive opportunity for us. We are really, really proud to be here, especially because Rotterdam is always looking for artists and is really searching for films that are coming from so many countries, and countries that normally have difficulties sometimes to screen. But I think Rotterdam really appreciates time, and our film is not an easy film in a way, because it needs time to be contemplated and might not be like mainstream in a way. And we know that that we are really lucky that Rotterdam selected it, and also we are really lucky that actually selected for as a prelude of Costa Dulce, a feature film that is coming next week, going to be screened here. So we're going to be before a feature as well, so we're going to screen four times, and that's more than we expected. It's amazing. What do we expect from a festival like this? We expect to be able to share the film with more festivals. We already had some meetings with programmers from other festivals, and at the same time is the moment where we are trying to talk with funders as well for the next two projects. Alejandro has we're going to do again. I'm not going to be the producer in this project. I was the producer, but we will get a producer as well on board. Alejandro has two new projects. One is called Yupanqui, that it's going to be a documentary, feature-length documentary about the folkloric musician Atahualpa Yupanqui in Argentina.
Oh, wow.
A story that will try to portray the themes of this, and the mind and the wisdom of this man. There was a poet, he was a musician, he was a political activist, and he was really potent, and well, that's the next project. And then he starts as well the other project called La Serpiente del Sueño, that is going to be a fiction narrative feature length project that is going to come, of course, later on after the documentary. But these two projects are on a, let's say, development stage right now, and through the festival we're trying to have meetings to talk about and get more producers involved and people interested.
Well, hopefully someone will listen to this interview and help you guys out. Listen, thank you very much, guys, for taking the time and talking to us. Alejandro Telemaco Taraf and Alberto Balash, who actually did the translation for this particular interview as well. Thanks again. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.